For actors, the lead up to the Oscars is about picking out the perfect designer dress and figuring out which glamorous after party to attend. For the rest of us, award season is spent filling out prediction ballots and organizing Oscar parties for friends. But for Radio 101 commentator Morgan Rawlings, award season leaves her wondering why her favorite actor hasn't yet won the coveted award.
It's another year for Leonardo DiCaprio to be nominated for an Oscar, and if the past is any sign, it will be another year of being let down by the Academy. DiCaprio was nominated for an Oscar for the first time in 1994 for his performance in What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Since then, he's been nominated for roles in three other films, The Aviator, Blood Diamond, and The Wolf of Wall Street. He's also been in some of the most popular movies of all time. Titanic, anyone? The amount of dedication DiCaprio shows towards his roles is unprecedented. In his latest film, The Revenant, DiCaprio stars as American frontiersman Hugh Glass. During filming, DiCaprio ate raw bison liver, constantly faced the possibility of hypothermia, and slept in dead animal carcasses. I repeat, dead animal carcasses. If this movie doesn't win him an Oscar, we should all just give up. Although, if that happens, it wouldn't be the first time DiCaprio was cheated out of the award. In 2013, DiCaprio starred as Wall Street stockbroker Jordan Belfort in The Wolf of Wall Street. Here, Belfort is pumping up the employees at his brokerage house, Stratton Oakmont.
See those little black boxes? They're called telephones. I'm gonna let you on a little secret about these telephones. They're not gonna dial themselves, okay? Without you, they're just worthless hunks of plastic. Like a loaded M16 without a trained Marine to pull the trigger. And in the case of the telephone, it's up to each and every one of you, my highly trained Strattonites, my killers who will not take no for an answer, my f***ing warriors, who will not hang up the phone until their client either buys or f***ing dies!
The role of Jordan Belfort was unapologetic, raw, and chaotic, and DiCaprio brought the perfect balance to the role. He embodied the frenzied energy exerted by the drug-addicted Belfort, but his performance was sober enough to convince the audience that Belfort really was a serious broker, despite the constant stream of drugs, booze, and sex in his life. Unfortunately, the Oscar that year went to Matthew McConaughey. While the loss was not in vain, that was the final straw for many DiCaprio fans, like myself, who are just now recovering from Jack Dawson's death in the Titanic. Now, we have to face the possibility that this screen god may never hold the award in his hands, despite being one of the greatest actors in Hollywood. But we won't give up hope, and Leo shouldn't either. Morgan Freeman didn't win an Oscar until the age of 68. Though, I don't know if I can wait another 27 years to see Leonardo DiCaprio walk across that stage. So please, Academy of Motion Pictures, give this poor man an Oscar. For Radio 101, I'm Morgan Rawlings.